The first song you'll have no trouble recognizing. The second song is, and I'll introduce our second song now, but the Tagalog word is Mabuhay, which means long live, long life. And that's what we wish you also. So we'll play the first two songs and see if you can recognize the first song. The second song means we wish you long life, we wish you all the happiness. Mabuhay. Song you shouldn't have any real difficulty remembering if you're old enough. Thank you. next song is one of it's one of the happiest Philippine folk songs that I think we've played. The name of it is Leron Leron Sintak. Next song is entitled Zamboanga. This is it's a lively tune also. Some schools use it as their theme song, and marching bands. This song was arranged by Dorina. You learn, and then you try to remember songs that they grew up with, and write the notes so the rest of us who didn't grow up over there could play also. So I think she's done a super job, and we would like to. It's only the second time we've ever performed it in public. Zamboanga. Song I'm sure that none of you will have trouble recognizing. Thank you. Our last song is a traditional folk song. And to this day, I'm not really sure of the meaning of it. I can just barely pronounce it. The name of it is Pamuli Na Win.
Ready?
Thank you. Do you have the tape for them and your setup? I see our next group approaching. Our next group that will be performing for you is a Nicaraguan dance group that goes by the name of Toro Huaco, which means bullberry. It translates exactly that way. And this is the Jose Silva family, an extended family. I'm going to go ahead and explain a little bit about what you're going to experience at this time on the Folklife Area stage. The Toro Huaco is a very expressive ritual dance, and it's performed by two groups. You have many dancers, and then you have a leader called the matador. The dancers are accompanied by another person who carries the shape of the bull. Now look behind me, you see those two figures. The music that you're going to be listening to was recorded by them. And I want you to listen carefully to the music, because it's two musical instruments that are played at the same time, and they consist of a small drum and a flute. The music has been transmitted from generation to generation, which is what folklore and folklife is all about. There's no written musical arrangement at all. They perform strictly by ear, relying on what has been passed down to them, and the sounds are very characteristic of the native music that they know. The outfits were made by Jose Silva's wife. They have a very rich historical and folkloric characteristics. The hat is decorated with very colorful flowers and has elegant peacock feathers that symbolize royalty. The overboots are made of velvet. They're decorated with shiny sequins and beads. These are imitating gold embroidery. The white skin, the blue eyes, and the blonde hair on the mask represent Gil Gonzalez de Villa, the Spanish conquistador of Nicaragua. The choreography movements incorporate religious involvement. Each step and each sound is characteristic of this particular native myth. The dance originated several centuries ago, and they have preserved it so that their native ancestors will not forget their rich heritage. The only family that performs this dance is the Silva family, and we are so happy to have them here at our Folklife Area stage. They are composed, as I said earlier, of the mother, the father, the sons, and the nieces. So it is the Jose family, and I would like you to join me in welcoming them to our Folklife Area stage. They will not be dancing on the stage, but will be dancing behind us in the grassy area, because the stage is far too small for this particular interpretation to take place. In the shade? Okay, they will be going into the shade, and they have invited us, if we wish to go closer, to move closer. The sun is so hot with those costumes, it is exhausting to dance dressed as warmly as they are. Okay, if y'all would like to come closer, we could sit here on the edge of the stage and still be in the shade.